Hello, hello, everybody. I hope we are all well. My name is George. This is the FPR Banter Pod. I'm going to start with the thank yous, first of all, for those who probably listen from the Slack and friends, family and whatnot. Thank you all for the birthday messages. Lovely. Love you all. Very appreciative. As always, very quiet birthday. Saw my daughter though. We went to a cinema to see the new Zootropolis movie, and I love a Disney movie, me. So it was kind of a treat for me as well as for her, and it's just nice to spend some time with her on my birthday. And yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, so nothing too manic. The main event really is this Sunday with some of the Slack members, Steve, Fiona, Claire and Louise at the moment, coming to this little shindig, which I'm very excited for, because it's like a, it's sort of a, my birthday but Christmas little FPL meetup. So also a load of games on Sunday because of all the Champions League games this week, which we will touch base on in a minute. But no, it's lovely. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm feeling very Christmassy this year. So getting stuff sorted for that. Yeah, just thank you, really. And, you know, FPL family is literally what it is, FPL family. And, you know, it's become a almost very family orientated for me, the whole group and everyone in it. And it, like I say, FPL family for me has literally become what it says on the tin, and my FPL family. So, yeah, thank you to all. In terms of this game week, 50. Well, 54 actually, but I took a hit, so 50. I took the hit basically to bring Foden in. I said it in the last pod. I think if you wanna, when this guy starts scoring and assisting in almost every game, you get on the ride. You get on that ride. It doesn't matter how many hits you take, but a minus four is fine to get this guy in your team on the form he's in right now. I thought he played all right at midweek, by the way. He had a great game against Sunderland. Chetkri, what an assist though from Chetkri. Honestly, when I saw that assist, I almost got Chetkri in. Like, I was so close. When I saw the Rabona assist, I was like, oh my God, I've got to get this guy on my team. And then I was like, hang on, it's Pep Roulette here. Hang on, let's all calm down. And anyway, I had three City at the time anyway. But obviously, I'm going to go through all the games. But obviously, with with the AFCON transfers, before Monday night, I was like, right, I'm going to play this smartly. I'm going to be sensible. I'm going to try and tick these chips over. And then there was a little discussion about Fulham's fixtures, and I was like, I was sort of having a conversation myself with, do I really want double Fulham? Because I was going to get Raul and Wilson for the really nice fixtures they've got coming up. And I was going through so many different narratives in my head. I was like, well, Wolves are crap, so I need three Arsenal. But then Newcastle have got Sunderland, so I kind of want to be involved in that somehow in FPL. And then it was the whole Fulham fixtures. And then Man United Wolves happened. And Man United Wolves is when I say it was an amateur move, but I don't think it was. So I'll go through the week and then I can explain my move, if you like. So we'll go through the teams as we go through the game weeks. So it started with Arsenal Villa. I had three players in that game. Rodgers got a two. Was unlucky actually not to get anything, because I thought he played really well against Arsenal, and he could have, if one or two things went his way, he could have got a goal. Yeah, on Saturday afternoon. But Timber just got Defcon right at the end, and Saka got an assist. But I think he got yellow carded as well. So that was a 4-3. And then we went into the Saturdays. And so I'll tell you a story, actually. So I was with my mate going. My mate got me a ticket, and we were going to the game. And he said, "Oh, we're going to a pub just before the game to watch the end of the Arsenal game, and meet because they're his mates really." And anyway, so we're going to this pub, and my dress sense isn't smart, shall we say? So I'm walking down Spurs, and I just have a red coat. I don't have any other coats. I literally just have this red, puffy, super dry type coat that I just wear. It's, you know, and I don't, as I say, I don't really buy clothes a lot, and I didn't really think anything of it. So I've gone in, and I've walked, and we've got off the bus, and we've met his mates, and we've walked in. It's basically a Spurs pub. Now, I've got my brown Brentford shirt on. Anyway, I thought, oh, for God's sake. So I've zipped up as high as I could this red coat. And I've walked in, and it's all white. It's as you can imagine, it's all sort of white and dark navy, the Spurs colours. And they're all watching the Arsenal game. And literally every time Villa get close, then, you know, I knew the hatred of this derby of Arsenal Spurs. And I knew the hatred Spurs have for Arsenal. And I know the hatred Arsenal have for Spurs. When Villa scored, I have never seen... You think Spurs have just won the Champions League. Honestly, the place went mental. And it just goes to show how much they really hate Arsenal. But also, I'm sat there in a red coat. So it looks like I'm really... It looks like I am an Arsenal fan. Because I'm just sitting there in a red coat. Everyone's cheering. And all of a sudden, I was like, right, I need to look like not the odd one out here. So obviously, they started singing songs about Arsenal and all that, and I just had to join in because I was like, I don't know what to do here. And yeah, honestly, I was just mental. I feared for my life, I'm not gonna lie. Genuinely, I feared for my life. I was like, mate, I've gotta get out of here. Like, honestly, I'm gonna get killed in here. So I sort of scurried out and I was waiting outside for his mate. It's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I was in a red bloody coat, and it's like, well, where'd you run in a red bloody coat? And it was funny, but. That was the highlight of my day, by the way, because off we go into Spurs Stadium, and you know, I've gone there with optimism. I've given it a little bit of that to Sam and B in the Slack, the Spurs fans, and Sam's, you know, texting me going, we're gonna win 3-1, and I'm thinking she's off her head. She is off her head if she thinks she's gonna win 3-1 today. Now our waveform is utter guff. We've won once, and that was when West Ham were probably at their absolute worst. And even that was, you know, we were struggling at one point in that game. I don't know what it is, but we just look absolutely terrified when we play away. But at home, we're a different force, but we just looked absolutely terrifying away. And when the lineup came out, I was like, okay. And then there was a glaring problem. There was Ayer. Our centre-back was going to basically be going toe-to-toe with Kudus. So I was like, now, if Hickey and Henry were injured, I'd be like, right, well, we can't do anything else. Even if they were injured, by the way, I would have put Keane Lewis Potter there because he's played there before. We put a centre-back against Kudus. Don't get me wrong, Andrews has done well, and I rate him a lot, and I think he's done very well. He's come into this job and he's done very, very well. And I think actually I read a stat. He's actually 1 point better than what Frank was this time last season. But we have two wing backs on the bench and you're playing a centre back against Kudus. And it just proved the wrong from kick one. I just thought Ayer's shattered. And he came off at half time, and rightly so. But the damage was done by that point anyway. I mean, I think when Spurs have Romero and Van de Ven together, they are a lot better. They are a lot solid. They're a lot harder to break down. Thiago did have a couple of chances, and he's our guy, and he's going to still score goals for us. And even though he blanked this week, I wouldn't worry about it. He will score goals. And at the end of the day, you buy Thiago for these home games, because these home games are where he shines. And he will, I guarantee you, he will score against Leeds at home, because like I said, we're a different force at home. But yeah, against Spurs, we just didn't turn up. We just, you know, we weren't up for the fight. We just got bullied across the ball. Xavi turns into bloody He-Man, and he proved that again against Sparta Prague in Slavia Prague, sorry, in midweek. He looked good again. I watched the highlights. Yeah, and you know, if you follow the Sunday stream from the FPL family, and by the way, Lee, he's the one that said it first, actually, and now obviously it's become a thing. But if in doubt, roll out Brentford, or roll Brentford out is the actual saying. And yeah, I think if you're playing Brentford away, then yeah, if in doubt, roll Brentford out, because we're just shocking away. We're just really, really bad. But that's my Brentford rant over. We will win Sunday. We have a good record against Leeds anyway. And as I said, at home, we're a different force. So if you got Thiago, if you got Dango, I would hold. This is Dango's last game for Brentford before he goes to AFCON. Now, I know it's probably very, very tempting to maybe go for Wilson or to go for Declan Rice or like Gordon's now on penalties. We definitely know Gordon's on penalties for Newcastle. Kulis is now on penalties for Spurs, it seems. So you could go other places if you've got some money in the bank. But like I said, Brentford at home against fixtures like Leeds, like Burnley, like Wolves, like West Ham, you want that two combo, because at the moment, Dango is winning the penalties for Thiago and Thiago scoring them. And also, Dango, he's scored a couple at home now. So both of them are a lot better at home. Sade's out for this game. He's suspended. So I don't know maybe if Brentford will go for a 4-4-2 potentially, where they'll play off each other. I don't know. But if you have Dango, I would hold unless you really want to, you know, take, unless you don't have your Fodens or your Brunos and Dango has to go to make that happen, then maybe. But if it's just a one sort of transfer in, I'd give Dango his last week and then sell him on next week. But in terms of the rest of my team, so I had Thiago and Dango, and Thiago got a blank. Dango got a DEFCON, which I was really surprised about, because I didn't think he'd done a lot of defensive work, but I suppose he had to, because we were getting so bullied. Chalobah and, so basically City and Chelsea saved me this week. So Chalobah got an 11-pointer. He shared a free bonus and got the clean sheet and the DEFCON as well, which my 11-pointer, my highest, well, other than Foden, my highest scorer in FPL. Donnarumma 6, keeping the clean sheet, and I watched the match of the day, and he made some great saves, actually. So Sunderland could have easily scored. Foden with a 12, Foden doing what Foden's doing at the moment. I captained Haaland, who got a 4, and then Thiago and Voldemort both blanking as well. 54 with a hit, so 50. I've got a red arrow of 45k, so I'm now on 287k, which is fine. You know, game week 15, 287k. As long as I'm out of the millions, I'm quite happy with that. And I think, yeah, I've had some lucky strokes recently, so it is, you know, it's good. It's a good position to be in. And now with the AFCON transfers coming in, we have to use them wisely. So Sunday I was happy. I think I was on one of the smallest red arrows possible. And I went into that Wolves game, and I said it to the Slack. I said it, and the Man United boys thought I was just trying to wind him up. I generally thought Wolves would score, because Man United at the back are just shocking, to be honest. I was trying to find a nicer word, but they're not. I think they kept one clean sheet this season. And it proved again, you know, Wolves got a goal. United were sleepwalking at the end of the first half, and they got their goal. And I thought, And I thought, right, here we go. Here comes the collapse. And Wolves are going to bounce back here. And then second half came. And then in Bueno scored, I was like, oh, okay. And I think Bruno assisted it. Or Bruno scored in the first half, so I was like, okay. And then in Bueno scored, I was like, oh no. I was like, okay, right, fine. 2-1 up, shut up shop, let's go home. And then in Bueno got Bruno got an assist for Mason Mount's goal, and then Bruno got a penalty. And I don't normally do this, and I've not done a raised transfer in yonks, and I mean yonks, probably last season at some point, maybe I've done one, but honestly, I've never made a transfer so quickly in all my life. As soon as Bruno scored that penalty, I went into my team, I was like, right, how are we going to do this? And I had to spend two transfers to get Bruno, basically. And so I've already done transfers. There will be either one or two more. So I'm potentially using pretty much all my AFCON transfers. But I'll tell you what I did do. I need to remember, actually. Bear with me. Bruno's in, as you can probably tell from that conversation. Bruno is in. So I sold. Trying to think what I sold now. No, so I sold Voldemort. I sold Voldemort for Mark Guillou to get the money. I just thought, right. And because I was having conversations with myself all weekend, right? Who's that first striker going to be? And I was like, do I go back to Calvert-Lewin? He's now scored three goals in three games. Do I keep Voldemort? Do I go down a bit? Maybe try. I think DCL was the only budget one I was looking at. I was potentially looking at Bowen after he scored against Brighton. Danny Welbeck, I thought, was also a good option. Raul as well, as I mentioned, those three good fixtures. And then the other day, I just thought, you know what? No, I need more money in this midfield. And I don't. It's not that I hate Bruno. I actually think Bruno's a great player. There's just something about him I don't like. I think he moans a lot. He moans and moans and moans, goes down and tries to win free kicks and all that kind of stuff. But after that game, I was like, I'm gonna have to go Bruno because everything just goes through Bruno. And I think I didn't want to admit it to myself for a really long time, but I just had to admit that literally everything goes for Bruno, and even if he doesn't have a good game, he's probably going to get you DEFCON. So that's basically what I did. Yeah, that was it. So basically, Bruno came in for Caicedo, and then yeah, Mark Guy was Voldemort. Now, there's a plan A and there's a plan B. Arsenal have Wolves. Timber's currently yellow flagged. Saka is fine. Rice is now yellow flagged, I believe, but I think that's only an illness. I'm not buying the Timber injury. Arteta said he had a kick and he's not recovered from it. I'm not buying that. I think Arsenal just so all of a sudden they lost Gabriel, they've lost Saliba. Calafiori suspended for this game. Mosquera's injured as well, so that's three of Arsenal's centre backs out. Timber had to play centre back against Villa, and I think it just came to a point where Arteta just can't afford to lose Timber as well as the others. So I think he's left him at home and he's just made an excuse to say, you know, he's not ready. And look, they didn't need him. They won 3-0 comfortably without Rice, without Timber. You know, Arsenal were brilliant against Club Brugge, but they didn't have to be brilliant. They were, you know, they didn't really hit second gear in that game. So basically, I really want Matty Cash. But no, there's two centre backs I want. So plan A is I sell Donnarumma to get Raya, because Arsenal have Wolves. You could put me and Steve in that defence against Wolves, and probably me and Steve are keeping a clean sheet. I know Steve probably don't have the legs anymore, but trust me, he could probably still keep a clean sheet against Wolves. So I think getting Raya in for free, you're just going to get a six-pointer, where against Palace, it's a bit risky. City have just gone to Madrid, won. They won 2-1, played very well, I thought, even though Madrid aren't that great at the moment. But you're guaranteed a six at the end of the day. And then come in would be O'Reilly, would be my new third City player. O'Reilly, why? I've wanted him for a while. He's showing a lot of attacking output. He got an assist against Sunderland. He scored against Real Madrid. And I almost think he's almost like the Trent for Man City. I think he's becoming that kind of player now. And I think he's almost unbenchable in this City side. Now, I've said that, and probably he'll play Ryan Aitnori and against Palace. So that is one option. The other option is I just have Foden and Haaland and I get Matty Cash in. Or I get Ben White in, who looks like to be, while these other Arsenal defenders are out, it looks like Timber will have to go centre-back and then Saka and White will be linking up together. However, I believe White played the full 90 against Slavia Prague. Club Brugge, sorry. I need to check that because I'm not 100% sure. The problem is right now, you don't really know where to go with Arsenal. And I said earlier about keeping Dango, but then Dango could become Rice or even Eze. But if I was going to do Eze, I've really got to downgrade De Ligt to get Eze. And I'm just not sure about Eze yet. I know he had a great game against Spurs, but other than that, FPL-wise, he hasn't done a lot. Trossard is an option if he's fit, but I think Arteta is again, you're playing a 50-50 in whether he's going to play Trossard or Martinelli. Marino, does he start Marino or play Gyökeres again in that position? Another 50-50. This is the problem with Arsenal. You kind of feel Timber, Saka, Rice are going to be your three starters if they're fit, which is kind of why I'm potentially want to do the Dango to Rice move. Because I think next week I will probably do that anyway. Or it will be Dango to Harry Wilson. But it's not even that Wolves game. I think they got Wolves, they got Everton, they got Brighton. And if Arsenal are going to go win this Premier League, then City are now 2 points behind them. Like, I don't think Arsenal can afford to bench Rice against Wolves or bench Saka against Wolves. I don't think they can afford to change the team a lot without injuries. So I'm still very undecided. I'm leaning more towards the Raya and O'Reilly one because I think that's the safest bet where I'm going to get City and Arsenal players starting. Because Raya's starting, there's no doubt about that. Raya's starting in goal for Arsenal. And as I said, why, we don't know when Saliba's back. So if Saliba's back, then Timber will go right back. Like I said, we don't know if Rice is fit or not. And I'm not sure I want to take a punt on Rice when Dango's still my differential at the moment. It's really, really hard. But at the moment, Bruno's in. Mark Guiu's in. He's just my bench fodder. And then it's just a case of, do I get this fired Arsenal? Or do I just bite the bullet that Arsenal are just going to go into this game, win 2-0, pack up, go home, and then I can maybe go for the differential of Harry Wilson? I really like Anthony Gordon this week. If I was going to take a punt on someone, it would probably be Anthony Gordon. I just got a funny, funny feeling he's going to have a great game against Sunderland. Nicole and Rory are probably going to disagree with me completely because I've heard Nicole say a few times she fancies Sunderland to win. Captaincy. Now, captaincy, you can go anywhere. I'm not even joking, you could go anywhere. If Timber's fit, you could go Timber. Lee mentioned it on the stream Sunday, and I think he's absolutely right. If Timber's fit, like I just said, you could put anyone in that defence. You could put me in there, you could put Duncan in there, you could put Steven in there, you could put Claire and Louise in there, for crying out loud. Like, honestly, a half-decent defence is keeping a clean sheet at home against Wolves. Timber has an attacking threat, and he will do against this Wolves side. Saka's the one. I think if Saka starts, he's your captain. But there's also maybe a narrative. Now, Daniel Munoz is having surgery. Gladson's left a few at home for the Europa League game tonight. I don't know what the score is in that at the moment. But you could, if you trust Haaland and Foden to go right, we're 2 points behind Arsenal now. We're going to go on a ridiculous run, score loads and loads of goals. You could still put it on a Foden, you could still keep it on Haaland if that's what you want to do. My other option is shock horror, Thiago. He's at home against Leeds, who are probably going to be a little bit knackered after their massive, they've had three really tough games and, they maybe just come to Arsenal a bit shattered. So there is that option. At the moment, it's on Saka, but I'm between Saka, Foden and Thiago at the moment. If Saka was absolutely fine, when I think he is fine, because he came on against Club Brugge for 10 minutes, and I don't really know why he brought him on, by the way. They were 3-0 up, so there's no need to. I guess he just wanted to keep his fitness up. I think Saka is your captain this week. I think Wolves will make a load of mistakes. Arsenal at home, they'll want to rewrite their wrong against Villa last week, and I think it has to be an Arsenal captain just because of that fixture. Yeah, that's it really. Like I say, I'll be watching some of this all unfold Sunday with the crew. I probably will make one more transfer, and I keep looking at Gordon. I really want Gordon, and I can do it, but it's a case of, do I just trust Thiago, or do I trust the bees for Dango and Thiago to combine against Leeds, or do I just take a punt and have a Liverpool player, sorry, a Newcastle player for this Tyneside derby? Yeah, honestly, I'll be doing more transfer drafts until the deadline Saturday at 1:30. Thank God it's at 1:30, by the way, because I feel I need that time to really decide what I want to do. But I hope it's given you some ideas on what you may want to do with your teams. As still, I'm still very, very undecided. Purely because I want free Arsenal, I think I'm going to have to do the Raya to O'Reilly idea. If I'm really not sure on Pep Roulette, then I could just go Raya to cash, or even just get cash and maybe you stick with the 2R. So I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. But yeah, we shall see. Good luck all. Green arrows. Again, thank you for the birthday messages and the wishes. It's been a good week. Good week off for me. But yeah, the main event will be Sunday afternoon with the lads. There will be a little tear in my eye. It is John Cena's farewell match on Saturday night. Claire knows about that because me and Claire are very avid wrestling fans, so I'm gonna be a bit emotional this weekend after that. But this is just me rambling on now, to be honest. Yeah, green arrows all. Enjoy game week 16 and have fun with all your AFCON transfers, and yeah, green arrows. Cheers, guys.